I'd like to call to order the Administrative Finance Committee today, November 10th. Before we get going, I'd like to, we're going to make a motion here, but because today we do not have an executive committee meeting, I have gone through the process of interviewing for a new aide. He is here today. So in order to accommodate the fact we're not going to have an executive committee, it's on today's agenda. But I have to leave early because I'm going to a very important announcement about the Everest Claymont Steel site at 2:30. So I'm going to leave here early, and Councilman Smiley will chair the committee. But then I'm going to recognize everybody that's here first. Councilman Retta, Councilman Smiley, Councilman Hollins, Councilman Street, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Sheldon, Councilmember Kilpatrick. I'm John Cartier, and Tara Finnegan's taking the aides. Taking the notes for today. And with that, I'd like to make a motion to change the agenda to move the approval of my legislative aid candidate to the top of the agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? So with that, I'd like to introduce to everybody Scott Collins. Why don't you stand up, Scott, introduce yourself.
Hello.
And Scott, starting with me, of course, we've got Veterans Day off today. Tomorrow, he's going to be here today and start work on Wednesday with us. So thank you. I'd like to make a motion to hire Scott Collins as my legislative aide.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, Scott, you're on board. Welcome. With that, I'd like to make a motion to return to the normal agenda of the Finance Committee meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, moving along. Approval of the minutes?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved as submitted. Resolutions. Moving on to resolutions. Resolution 14-228. And I will also announce that Councilwoman Diller and Councilmember Bell are not going to be here today, so therefore, we have this resolution, Councilman Street, to amend the capital program, increase appropriations by $68,000, record of deeds technology fees for the information system expansion project, emergency operations center video wall. Councilman Street?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This resolution is compatible with an ordinance that we're going to discuss below in regard to funding the video wall in the Emergency Operations Center. And this resolution authorizes the funding of it from money available from the Recorder of Deeds technology fees.
Okay, very good. And does any member of council have a question or comment? I would like to ask a question. Can you explain to me what a video wall is? We have someone from the department can explain.
That's awful. Yes, Jeff Miller, Chief of Communications Division.
What would it be?
As most of council's aware, they've been to the Colonel's CAPS presentations in our Emergency Operations Center. And in theory, the three large screens you see attached to the wall are a video wall.
Okay.
With the seven-year-old technology, most of you have been to the recent presentations where one or two-thirds of the wall have been burned out. It's become very expensive to maintain. We can't replace that equipment in today's technology. We're using analog backroom system to make that display available on the wall. And if we were to replace the old analog technology, it would be upwards of $68,000. And that wouldn't afford us any opportunity to move forward in the future with digital and high definition. So this will allow us to completely replace the wall with individual television panels, which can each be replaced individually should something go wrong with one of them. And in addition, it makes us more marketable over the next 5 to 7 years to allow new technologies to come into the room.
Thank you for that explanation. Appreciate it. Councilman Retta.
Yeah, just on a kind of same area, can we go out of order and go to 14-114 and to explain what the two compatible ordinances are?
Okay, I'll entertain a motion. You'd like to make a motion?
So moved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, we're going to go right on to the companion ordinance 14-114, amend capital budget, increase appropriations by $68,000, and recorder of deeds technology fees for the information system expansion projects, emergency operations center video wall. Okay, Councilman Street.
Well, I might have to call for a lifeline here, but essentially, the resolution 14-228 provides the funding for the video wall, and ordinance 14-114 is the video, is the approval of the video wall itself. I did not do my due diligence the way I wanted to. I was asked, invited by the director to come out and look at the video wall, and I was like, you know, I'm be completely forthcoming. You happy? I'm happy. Obviously, they need it, and anything beyond that, I'll have to go back to give deference to the department.
Yes, sir.
Again, Jeff Miller, Chief Communications, and we've certainly thanked Mike Kazakowski, the recorder deeds. So when this project came about, we knew we were looking at a significant amount of money, and we need to move money from different areas in Newcastle County to make it happen. So the recorder deeds, he was able to provide $68,000, and that's $228,000 to get the money moved and approved. And the rest, 114, simply gives us the ability to spend the money in the $68,000 from the recorder deeds with a total expenditure of $280,000 with an explanation that the remaining money would come from $147,000 out of capital IS money and an additional $65,000 out of emergency management preparedness grant funding.
Okay, now we have an explanation of the component funding in order to enable the emergency operations center video wall. Any other questions for members of council about ordinance 14-114? Councilman Smiley.
No, just motion to return to regular order of business.
Okay, second. So moved second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, we're returning to regular order of business after dealing with the companion pieces for the emergency operations center video wall. Ordinance 14-112 to provide for the installation of traditional street lights in the Canal View at Crossland Subdivision located in Red Lion 100 and for a light tax based on the cost of street lights. Since Councilman Bell is not here.
As per title, and it's my honor to help Councilman Bell bring his district out into the light.
That was Councilman Smiley. And this will have the light tax for the new Canal View at Crossland Subdivision. All right, moving along. My ordinance 14-113 to provide for the installation of traditional street lights in the Darley Green Subdivision, blocks G and H, located in Brandywine 100 for light taxes, based on the cost of street lights. It is per title, and I'd just like to remark, you know, we're getting tremendous progress in Darley Green. The housing product in the master plan, the urbanist community is selling very well, very strong sales. And this light tax reflects the ability to light these new streets and go forward. It's a real, you know, milestone in progress at Darley Green. I'd like to recognize that Council President Bullock has joined us at the table. All right, moving along. Ordinance 14-115, amend the grants budget, appropriate federal grant award of $131,500 from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security through the Emergency Management Agency, Delaware Emergency Management Agency, DEMA, for the State Department of Safety and Homeland Security through the federal fiscal year 2013 Homeland Security Grant Program. Councilman Street.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
I'm gonna
have to take a lifeline on this thing.
Okay. Our GM of Emergency Management, please identify.
For the record, Councilman Carter. Dave Carpenter, Newcastle County Emergency Management Coordinator. This is the annually appropriation of funds for Department of Homeland Security funding, which we receive through a pass-through from the Delaware Emergency Management Agency and the Department of Safety and Homeland Security. Most of this is to appropriate funds for the equipment and adequately account for the equipment that we received through that grant program. as an asset in the system, or other training or salaries and benefits that we use through either Homeland Security exercises or Homeland Security training that travel is done internally within the agency. Whenever that travel is done, the agency has to expend the funds and they get reimbursement from FEMA. So that's to appropriate the proper amount of funding under that grant year, FY13. Obviously, some of the items can't specifically be mentioned due to sensitive security nature of them, but most of it is for personal protection equipment and upgrades to some of the equipment that is existing within the agency.
Okay, thank you. So we are expending this DEMA grant, which originates from the U.S. Department of Homeland and Security. Correct? That's the path of the grant?
That's correct. The majority of the funds, probably the majority of the funds, more than, there's only about 8 or 10,000 of it that is for the training and the reimbursement of salaries and benefits for any exercise costs. The majority of the rest of the money is for specifically for equipment that's received, just to record that as an asset at the county level.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments, members of council concerning this grant ordinance? All right, moving along. All right, ordinance 14-103, status table to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service employees to create a position of and adopt the class specification for assessment office administrator. Council President Bullock?
Remains table.
Remains table. Okay, thank you. Ordinance 14-104, status table, amend the pay plans and pay rates for non-union classified service row office employees and adopt the class specification for the position of chief deputy recorder of deeds. Council President Bullock?
Remains table.
It will remain tabled this evening. Okay, moving along, we're going to the next item under the agenda, grant requests. Let me redo my iPad here. All right, we have one grant request on the agenda today for Springer Middle School. It's Councilman Weiner, which I guess will Council President Bullock manage that for him? No? His aide. All right, Lou?
Lou Engelbrecht, Officer Councilman Robert Weiner. This grant is for the music program for Springer Middle School. It doesn't provide any hard instruments that they'll be utilizing for, but this is actually for the creation of a concert music piece that's being commissioned, and that money will help fund the program through the music program and getting that accomplished, and that then they'll have a concert once they create the piece, and this will allow them to do so.
Oh, Councilman Weiner's just coming in the room. While he's being seated, I'd like to recognize that Councilman Tackett is here as well.
Okay.
Did you want to speak to the grant, Bob?
Lou spoke, that's fine.
Okay.
With that, I'd entertain a motion from a member of council for the appropriate amount.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor of the grant for the Springer Middle School for the commission of a concert music piece for Councilman Weiner for $2,000. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
All right. One not voting. The grant is approved. Okay. I'm turning to the agenda. We are now on the expense and revenue roundtable. Do we have any comments for the expense and revenue roundtable? All right. Any members of council have any comments? Councilman Tackett.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll just add, since I just got here, if I missed anything, please fill me in.
I would just recommend that you go to the minutes of the meeting. So.
Thank you.
Moving under other. Do we have anything under other?
Motion
to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
The Administrative Finance Committee meeting of November 10th is closed and adjourned.